Chapter 58. Banksy erupted from the earth, shooting straight into the sky, rising like a Saturn V rocket, showering rock and dust. The three demons and most of their entourage were simply gone. Banksy slammed back to the earth. A shockwave spread, crushing hundreds of fleeing demons and knocking everything within 100 meters down. I immediately got a notification that Banksy had leveled to 48. He'd killed two of the most powerful demon lords in a single attack. He'd gained a ton of experience, but he was still in the very early stages of 48. With the demon lords off the table, the remaining demons would only give a tithe of the same amount of experience. I relaxed. "Duke, you're looking good. Make your attacks." A crater had formed around the 500-foot length of my familiar. It would take several minutes for the remaining ground-based demons to recover, but the flyers swarmed, flocking toward my pet in a black cloud of death. They were out of range of my leaden, but they weren't out of range of Banksy's version of the exact same spell. And his was a lot stronger than mine. Banksy cast Descending Angel. The effect was immediate. Every flying creature, as far as I could see, slammed to the ground, pulled into the earth with a sudden and jarring force powerful enough to obliterate anything more than a dozen feet in the air. The ground rumbled. All around, demons turned into meteorites, killing and destroying indiscriminately.
Those poor brownies.
Only a few of the flying NPCs had remained, but those stupid enough to still be hovering had been eradicated along with every lingering blood wyvern in Pazuzu. The battlefield looked like the surface of the moon. A moment later, a dragonfly smashed into the ground 20 feet in front of me. It was Dickinson, who had somehow managed to stay alive the entire fight. Until now.
Oh, my poor baby!
Banksy.
I don't want to catch the next one. It's really gross.
My familiar hated the acid-spewing green hell spell. At this point, it wouldn't be very effective anyway. Not with the remaining enemies spread out and unorganized. Duke, you don't have to, buddy. But there are still a lot of the hyena things with the guns and cyclods left on the field. They're going to charge you, and the zippers might too. Do you want to try your fatal attack? This will be our last chance to find out what it does before we approach the rift. Banksy.
All right.
Duke. Wait. Before you do it, spit out those three demons. Spit them toward me. Make sure they're dead first, though. Maybe chew on them a little bit. Banksy turned his colossal head toward us, and in quick succession, he spit 5 times. He was a little too accurate. The black horse smashed directly into Nipper, knocking it over on its side. Clara had to buzz into the air to keep from being catapulted. If it wasn't for a tree on the other side of the road, the tank would have flipped over onto its back. The pale horse overshot us, hitting and cracking another tree. The three demons came next, all of them slamming into the ground around us. Banksy.
I'm going to do it. I can choose an area of effect around me, but I don't know what's going to happen. So, I'm making it toward the dog monsters. I'll see you soon, Father. When I regenerate, I will head back this way. You owe me for this.
Duke. Thank you, buddy. Be safe. Banksy.
I'm not going to be safe. I'm about to kill myself.
Guildmaster Fiona had said Banksy received his Ghoul Knight Out special attack because of my resurrection spell ability. I was assuming it would be some sort of mass reanimation zombie attack, like how Descending Angel was just my leaden spell, but on steroids. This would be like my resurrection skill, but somehow more powerful. I was wrong. The spell didn't reanimate the thousands of dead demons and NPCs littering the battlefield. I felt the soul power leech out of Banksy. It was like an invisible tidal wave crashing toward the armored dogs. The hyenas had finally started to rally, and their back-mounted miniguns made st sounds as they fired into the tough hide of my familiar. The soul power hit the dogs with the force of a sledgehammer. They were only about 50 of the monsters remaining, and they all bowled over. The souls of the dogs ripped out of their physical bodies. That's the only way I can describe it. Clara and anyone else who didn't utilize resurrection magic would have no way of seeing or understanding what I now sensed. Their bodies became oversaturated with soul power, causing their souls to become too big for their bodies. Like balloons with their tethers cut, I could sense the life force fleeing upward into the clouds. But their physical shells didn't die. They'd become undead, zombies. Then they went berserk, killing themselves and turning on each other. They danced in a circle as they bit and tore flesh from their fellows and themselves. The scene resembled a chaotic mosh pit. All the while, their canine bodies turned a shade of purple and started to swell. Armor popped off the hyena's heads. The mounted guns clattered to the ground. Combatants on both sides of the fight stopped dead to watch, open-mouthed, as the soulless were forced to stop their feral dance as their bodies swelled even bigger, making them unable to move. The directed soul power continued to sweep out of Banksy. It continued to sweep into the demons. The hyenas blew all at once. Brown, red, and purple gore showered in every direction. Their skeletons remained, standing still, frozen in their contortions. And after an indeterminable moment, the skeletons did not fall to the ground. They resumed their dance, a spinning mosh pit of hyena skeletons, clattering in an aimless circle. While the skeletons started their dance, Banksy fell over, dead, completely drained of power. The zippers swarmed over my pet, not realizing he was dead. They cut and stabbed, burrowing into his body. Their efficiency was alarming, despite the fact my familiar was already gone. And then, he too exploded. The shockwave threw me backward. The closest section of the wall of Medina crumbled under the explosion. But it didn't matter. Any demons who remained were in full flight mode by now, heading into the woods and directly into the path of Avanik and Mortaskus. All that remained on the battlefield was blood, gore, the cries of the dying, and a circle of hyena skeletons, rattling as they danced in a circle that would only fall at the end of time.
Well, that's one way to do it.
We only had 5 minutes before the three demons would respawn. The closest was the Rat Lord. I quickly examined his properties.
Seal of Halfus added to library. Count Halfus, rank 38 in the demonic hierarchy. A vassal of King Beleth. May be evoked to reload weaponry. May cast upgrade limits on any steam-based mechanisms. His presence in battle gives all legions within 100 meters unlimited ammunition. Kill or bind to negate this buff. Requires evocation, level 2. Has three forms. A singular vile rat, a rat brute, or a marabou stork.
This guy was only a few ranks above my caterpillar, Count Franz. Since he could take the form of a vile rat, that meant I could probably use one of the lanterns to bind him. His ability to reload weaponry would be worthwhile if we ever decided to get something that required refills. But for now, he was useless. He didn't have anything I could cut out of him. Clara rifled through the clothes of the three demons. She spent a moment attempting to pull the black helmet off King Vinea's head. It wouldn't come off. Instead, she removed the chest plate and peeled it off, revealing gray skin similar to my own. She picked up the massive mace that Halfus dropped. The round, spiked ball at the end was 6 feet across, bigger than her. Yet she lifted the weapon as if it weighed nothing. It looked ridiculously large in her grip.
It's a soul mace.
She swung it back and forth. Black and purple streaks of light followed the trail of the weapon through the air.
It's lighter than my rifle, and it adds 5 to my strength. I needed a decent melee weapon. If I put it in my inventory, I can summon it at will. Check it out.
The mace disappeared in a puff of purple smoke. She buzzed a couple feet into the air, swung her empty hand, and the weapon appeared halfway through her swing.
It's way too big for you. It's bigger than you are.
It'll work if I'm flying.
She flew at a tree and smashed it with the mace. The tree cracked in half. I shook my head and went back to work. The next demon was the cat-headed one. I examined him. Oh, shit. This guy is one of the big ones.
Seal of Beleth added to library. King Beleth. Rank 3 in the demonic hierarchy. Answers directly to Emperor Bale. May be evoked for binding purposes only. His presence in battle provides plus 15% strength, plus 15% deftness, and plus 30% charm to all legions within 250 meters. Kill or bind to negate this buff. Requires evocation, level 4. Has 3 forms. A cat, a cat-headed human, or a Hell Guardian.
I didn't want to know what a Hell Guardian was.
Seal of Venea added to library. King Venea. Rank 6 in the demonic hierarchy. Answers directly to Emperor Bale. May be evoked for binding purposes only. His presence in battle provides plus 50% vehicle integrity and plus 15% durability to all legions within 250 meters. Kill or bind to negate this buff. Requires evocation, level 4. Has 3 forms. An armored human, a tortoise, or a Hell Guardian.
We only had a couple minutes left. I grasped the amplification knife. I had offered to give the knife back to Clara, but she insisted I keep it since I used it more. I cut out both of the kneecaps of King Beleth. King Venea also had a glandular upgrade, but we didn't have time to get it out of him. I threw the wet kneecaps into my bag. I then proceeded to decapitate Beleth and Venea. I then cut through the sternum of both demons, exposing their chest cavities. I didn't bother with Count Halfus. I pulled the black sprout from my bag. The hairy tendrils stemming from the bottom of the dusky chrysanthemum reached toward the downed demons, moving like tiny, reaching hands. The revulsion I'd felt the first time I held the flower returned.
I'm doing Venea!
Clara placed the flower into the fallen demon's chest cavity. The screen flickered. A cutscene.
Whoa, I just got a ton of experience for that!
Up until late last night, the two black sprouts, one in my inventory and one in Clara's, both appeared in our quest inventory. And as a quest item, we couldn't use, drop, or sell them except for their intended purpose. They had been given to us by Stolas, and we were supposed to plant one of them into the dead body of the assassin Andris. I didn't have anything against Stolas, the owl demon, but I needed that quest to go away so I could utilize the black sprout. Unlike most games, there was no button to just dismiss the quest. We were afraid simply killing the potion dealer wouldn't end the quest. So instead, we'd snitched. Andris had taken care of it for us. Late last night, after he was freed from his kidnapping obligation, a notification appeared that the Kill Andris for Stolas Hell quest had failed. Stolas's potion shop disappeared from my map, and the two black sprouts had moved from quest inventory to the regular inventory, giving us the ability to utilize the sprouts for our own purposes. I don't know what Andris had done to the potion dealer, but it was probably something very nasty. The countdown timer over King Venea disappeared as vines quickly spread over the demon's body. He remained frozen in place, cut into pieces, his separated and helmeted head discarded nearby. The vines reached for his head, pulling it into place onto his body. His chest cavity healed as his body sunk into the ground. In a few moments, the body was gone, replaced with nothing but a single sprout sticking from the ground. I planted my own sprout into the body of Beleth.
Experience earned. You are now level 47. You have successfully removed Belleth from the realm.
The planting process repeated for the third most powerful demon in the game. I didn't have time to watch. Nipper was on its side, pushed up against a tree. We had less than a minute left before Halfus, the rat demon, would respawn. I rushed to the other side. Clara and I heaved, attempting to right the pushed-over bus. It didn't budge. I engaged my grappling hook, pushing out. My current strength was 36, so the strength of my claw was 72, or the strength of 7 regular men. Even with that added muscle, I might as well have been pushing against a mountain. I had no idea how much the tracked vehicle weighed, but it was too much for us. I'd have to get Banksy to swallow it up. Alternatively, we could go to the mechanics in Yelm and pay the nerve agents 100 teeth to retrieve it, which magically teleported it to the garage. I decided we should probably do that anyway, since we needed to repair the damage from today's battle. The giant rat demon's body glowed. I looked at Clara. You want to fight him? Or should we teleport home? We had to decide quick. The game wouldn't let us teleport away if we engaged the demon's aggro, which was going to happen any second. But at our current levels, I knew it would be a good, bloody fight. Clara grinned, summoning her new oversized weapon.
I'm gonna kill this asshole with his own mace.